morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Duncan-Sloot.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. The interconnection between human and environmental health has led Spectrum Health to view environmental health and stewardship much like the Hippocratic Oath, to do no harm. This morning, Dennis Barber, Director of Facilities and Materials at Zealand Community Hospital, he is here to discuss about how the hospital is focusing on and practicing environmental responsibility. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Dennis, we're talking about a different subject. Usually you're here and you're talking about how you are a bone marrow donor. And I said if we have extra time at the end, we may have to talk a little bit about that. But today you're here to talk about sustainability and about how Spectrum Health is a national model. That's their goal, to be a national model for sustainable health care products and practices. How is this being done at Spectrum Health?
Well, it's Spectrum Health Downtown and Spectrum Health Zealand are kind of one and the same. We both have sustainability / green teams that we work through. And we've tried to mimic one another and use what opportunities have been working well downtown and at Zealand to feed back and forth. We track all of our energy usage, our waste that comes in, and our product that comes in and waste that goes out, to find out what benchmark we have and how we can minimize our waste and what that cost does come back to the hospital. If there is a cost that comes back to the hospital on the waste stream, if we can minimize that, we benefit from that, but we also benefit by not filling up the landfills that we currently have. And we balance that with benchmarks throughout the country and find out how what we're doing and how we match up to other systems. And right now in Practice Green Health, which is a national model, our system is ranked third in the nation
in our sustainability
efforts.
We have a call. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm calling in. I would like to sell a Catnapper powerlifter.
You at the broad program, ma'am. You want the trading post at 11:30.
Okay, so I got to wait right till 11:30 to call.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
You talked, Dennis, about Spectrum Health being third in the nation. That's quite an accomplishment.
It's huge. It's taken a lot of work to get that done because it's a big system that's put together. There's a lot of product that goes in and out, and there's a lot of effort that goes into sustainability. But it's the benefit that we're all seeing and the excitement and enthusiasm by the employees that is making this work.
What about, let's take it down to the local level, to Zealand Community Hospital. What are we doing in terms of sustainability?
Over the last few years, Zealand Hospital has done a great deal. We've gathered our team together, which is a multidisciplinary team.
And representatives from
every aspect, every department of the hospital, because every department does things differently, from nursing to respiratory therapy, to nutrition services, to materials management, facilities. And we started taking a look into ideas, and ideas that came from all those staff and team members were brought to the table. They have ideas that affect them at work and ideas that they've implemented at home, and we brainstormed on what the possibilities were at Zealand Hospital. And then threw those out on the table and prioritized them. And once we had that prioritization list, we started looking at the low-hanging fruit to find out how we could implement some things very, very quickly and get the biggest bang enthusiasm to show some benefit from it. We've implemented recycling, kind of what everybody's doing at home, cardboard, paper, plastic. We've got that going. We've changed over a great deal of our lighting in the hospital from a T28 light, which uses a great deal of energy, over to a T12 over to a T28, which minimized. We've added motion sensors in a lot of the offices, so the lights are only on when somebody's in there working. We've changed over a lot of our HVAC systems and heating or cooling in the offices only when there's staff there. So if the staff is working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, that's the only time that office space is being heated or cooled. We've changed over a great deal to LED lighting, which is a lighter, nicer, brighter light, but uses a tremendous amount of less energy to power that light. So there's a great deal of things like that. We've implemented some recycling programs, some electronic recycling programs. We're doing a great deal with OR, greening the OR, as we call it, taking a look at everything that's being used in there. Can we use reusable versus disposable products?
Right. And, you know, like you say, the impact for the employees has been, I think, a greater awareness.
Oh, it's been huge, because once we have that data and with that information, we try to present that in a way to staff to show that we're doing something good. It's not just something good for the hospital or the system. It's good for the environment, which the environment's good for them, for future, for home, their children, their grandchildren, and so on.
If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. You mentioned that one of the things that the hospital has been doing is the biannual employee electronic recycling events, and that's been very successful. Tell us about that.
We partnered with a vendor based out of Grand Rapids that will take any of our old hospital, old electronic devices, and then we've also opened that up to the community and family members of staff, that anything that's old, microwaves, blenders, TVs, that they can drop off at the hospital anytime instead of taking it and putting it in their regular trash, which ends up in the landfill, which takes years and years for it to decompose, if it decomposes at all, and adds toxins to the environment and to the groundwater, potential groundwater, or to the landfill. Those pieces of electronic equipment are taken back to a source, and employees are taking those pieces of parts and salvaging the usable pieces, the copper wiring, the precious metals that are in there, the plastic on a TV set, the plastics in a blenders, and recycling those and taking those dollars and recouping them to use to pay for the employees and to keep them out of a landfill.
And that's done for our employees. You mentioned about the sustainability team. What are some of the things that the sustainability team is looking for in the future? I know you just had a meeting a week ago, you said. I mean, what are some of the things some people threw out on the table?
Some of the things that we're looking at right now is like a Waste Warrior initiative, as we call it.
Okay, Waste Warrior. Okay, Juke, what would you think Waste Warrior means?
Who watches the waste baskets?
Similar, which is kind of similar. We take a look at what is in a waste basket and how we can minimize it or eliminate
it.
Right now we're looking at paper. We still do a great deal of paper. Instead of recycling it like we're doing right now, let's eliminate it. Is that possible? How much can we eliminate? Think before you print is an option. What's on it? And if we do have to print something, let's print it on both sides. Instead of using two sheets of paper, let's use one sheet of paper and making those conversions over. And if we do have to use toner, we're recycling all of our toner cartridges in that way. So if we can do anything to minimize, like you mentioned, Juke, what goes in that trash, the better off we are. Instead of recycling the trash, let's eliminate the trash.
Well, and I think, what you're hitting on is a key change of mentality here. You know, we have been part of a society, and I know, Juke, when we came
wasteful.
That's exactly right. You know what I mean? We use something, we throw it in a waste basket.
Everything's disposable nowadays. We're trying to eliminate the disposable side of it and make it reusable. How we can become more on a reusable society versus a disposable society or a sustainable society. If they have to cut down trees to make paper, let's replant at the same time. Instead of, let's, like the project we're talking about with the rain barrels, instead of using groundwater or lake water, let's use rainwater.
Okay, so that leads us into something that we want to tell the community about that they can be involved in. It's a rain barrel workshop. Okay, what is a rain barrel workshop?
This is an idea that actually sprung out of the downtown or one of the other rural facilities, hospitals. We've partnered with another vendor that will supply a 55-gallon drum and all of the items, pieces, and parts to make a rain barrel. A rain barrel is basically set next to your eavesdrop or gutter.
And we have a call, so we're going to...
Good morning. You're on with our guests.
Yeah, I know you're talking about disposable, all this stuff here, but you get this younger generation. You know, I'm a little bit older like Juke is. And when we were growing up, we saved everything we could, and we reused everything we could, and we did not like to throw it away. Same way with food. So,
very, very true statement. That's a huge effort that we're looking at, the whole composting of food. And the more people we get involved by staff members and their family, the better off it's going to change that mentality going from disposable to reusable.
Right. Now, you're talking about this rain barrel. I don't know if what that actually is, but I know... my mother-in-law, and we do that sometimes, too, set a bucket outside so we can catch rainwater.
And stay tuned because Dennis is going to tell you exactly about the Rain Barrel Workshop. So thank you so much for calling and just making us aware that, you know, years ago people did reuse things. Mm-hmm. We didn't have paper plates. So, you know, we used our dishes and we washed them. Okay. Okay, Rain Barrel Workshop. Okay, you talked about people are going to have a 55 barrel.
A 55-gallon barrel, and the vendor that we partnered with will come out and have all the parts to set that barrel up, manipulate that 55-gallon plastic drum up that you can, when you're done building that rain barrel, you can take that home and position it under an eaves trough or a gutter at your home that you're capturing the rain whenever it does rain, and that you can use for gardening, watering plants at home. It'll have a spigot at the bottom of it so you can utilize that. It'll have an overflow valve so it's not going to overflow. So you're capturing that water, just like the caller just mentioned, instead of using city water or lake water. It's a renewable resource.
Well, and the thing I think which is key, which you said, it has a sprocket. So, I mean, you know, we talk about mosquitoes at this time, so we're not going to have standing water. It's a covered barrel.
It'll be a covered barrel with a spigot. Not a sprocket. Stick it at the bottom so you can fill up a watering can or jug to use on in your garden or your internal home plants.
So how does a rain barrel help the environment?
Like I mentioned before, it's something that you're not using city water. You're capturing a renewable resource that is coming from above. Mm-hmm. You're not taking. We are very fortunate in Michigan to have the Great Lakes. Instead of using those Great Lakes, let's capture it right from a cloud. From the sky. It's all there being soaked into your lawn. Instead of soaking into your lawn, let's capture that to use in your garden and your internal home plants.
So when is the event being held?
It is on June 26th. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. At the hospital. Right now we're currently having it outside, weather permitting. We do have an ulterior location in case it does rain. So we can get the rain barrels built quickly and take them home and capture the rain. So we do have an ulterior location inside that we can get that taken care of.
Okay. So how long is the event going to take? I mean, you know, and I am not mechanically inclined. So, I mean, Dennis, would I be able to build a rain barrel?
Anyone will be able to build a rain barrel. We'll have enough volunteers there from our sustainability team to help and support anybody that has any inclination on building or a non-inclination on how to build to support that. Typically, it's going to take about 30 minutes to build total. It's not a big process or a long process. It may take longer because we're encouraging families and kids to be there as well. So it may take a little longer if we have smaller children to help and support. No power tools basically needed. A lot of all the pieces and parts will be supplied by that vendor. So basically, it comes down to assembly.
So is there a cost to build the rain barrel?
There is a cost. The cost is $30 per barrel. The cost basically is not covering any profit whatsoever. It's covering the cost of supplies that are needed to build and assemble.
Well, and when you think about the $30, people will recoup that $30.
Very, very quickly because of the energy it would cost to turn your faucet on to water your lawn.
Well,
your water bill.
That's exactly right, your water bill.
Mm-hmm.
So how do people need to register? Do they need to register?
They do need to register so we can have the supplies in the rain barrel on ready for the individuals when they show up at Zeeland Hospital. The way to register is to go online, which is spectrumhealth.org, no spaces, /ZCH goes green. That'll take you directly to a link to that vendor that you can sign up, get everything taken care of, and get registered for that event on the 26th.
Well, and the registration process is really very easy, isn't it?
Because
yes, it is. People can register, and you know you have the ability to charge it to your credit card, so you won't be dealing, having to have the money exchange.
Correct. A very simple, very simplistic way to get everything registered. You're guaranteed a slot. We're not limited at all to numbers of people, so the more the merrier. Which would be huge if the more people we get there. And I say other people will help and support as we build them as well. Then you're guaranteed the slot and all the supplies needed to build one, two, or three rain barrels at your home.
You know, Dennis, as we were coming here, we were talking about sustainability and being green. You know, what are some practical ways people can do that? Or what does sustainability mean to you?
It's a good question. Sustainability is basically minimizing our using of, like we mentioned, our resources. wood, paper, energy, electric, power, water. All of those things are sustainability efforts. It's just not recycling. There's so much more. The lights on that we turn on every day, how can we minimize those? Instead of having six lights on, let's turn four on. Motion sensor, the amount of water that we use, the amount of trash that we use. How long do we water our lawn? How much do we burn? Is it wood? Is it a renewable resource? We're heating by wood versus propane or natural gas. There's so much more to it.
And thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for the team at Zeeland Community Hospital that is, you know, talking about sustainability and making us more aware.
Thank you.
We want to invite you, if you're listening, to the Rain Barrel Workshop. It's an effective and easy strategy for managing community stormwater issues and improving water quality. The rain collected can be used to water your plants and lawn. To register for the workshop, which will be held at Zeeland Community Hospital on Thursday, June 6th at 5:30, you can visit spectrumhealth.org/ZCH Groves Green. The event will take place in the DeWitt Professional parking lot, but if it's raining, it's going to be still on the campus because we have a shed where people can make them. The cost to build a barrel is $30. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.